From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, President Bush and Russian President Vladimir Putin wrapped up a two-day summit at Mr. Bush's parents' home in the seaside town of Kennebunkport, Maine. The two leaders ate lobster and talked politics, including presidential elections in both the U.S. and Russia next year. They discussed areas of disagreement, a list that includes the nuclear threat posed by Iran. Today they said they were in harmony on handling that threat, but reported no real progress on just how to do it. Plus, they went fishing. We have a report from NPR's Don Gagne.
The White House billed this as a low-key opportunity for Presidents Bush and Putin to get together. There's been much focus over the past couple of years on the deteriorating relations between Russia and the U.S. and between these two leaders. This was an attempt to get things back on friendlier footing. Outwardly, it seemed to work. There was a boat ride last night on President Bush's father's big speedboat. Today, it was a morning fishing trip. Then a joint news conference in the noon hour, an event more notable for style points than for substance. On a day when they spent as much time on the water as they did in meetings, Mr. Bush and Putin wore casual shirts as they met with reporters.
First, I'd like to congratulate President Putin for being the only person that caught a fish today.
Putin quickly gave his host credit for helping to reel the fish in.
First of all, I would like to thank the host for your invitation. Thank President Bush for his invitation. Indeed, we had a very nice fishing party this morning, which was one fish, but that was a team.
Then came the questions about the issues. First, Iran. The U.S. wants Russia to cooperate in preventing Tehran from getting the know-how to develop nuclear weapons. But Putin has been non-committal. And today, President Bush stressed that they both recognize the threat posed by a nuclear Iran.
The president shares that. I'm a little hesitant to put words in his mouth, but I think he shares that same concern.
But a shared concern is not the same as agreeing on the way forward.
We're close on recognizing that we've got to work together to send a common message.
But if Mr. Bush was hoping to win an agreement from Putin to pursue aggressive sanctions against Iran in the United Nations, Putin did not take that step here. Another sticking point has been a U.S. plan for a missile defense system based in Poland and the Czech Republic. Putin initially opposed it outright, calling it a threat. But last month, he said Russia would drop that opposition if a radar installation was built instead at an old Soviet-era base in Azerbaijan. The U.S. called it an interesting proposal. Today, Putin expanded on it by suggesting that NATO and Russia work jointly to develop a missile defense.
That cooperation, I believe, would result in raising to an entirely new level the quality of cooperation between Russia and the United States.
But he also added that such cooperation would mean there'd be no need to build missile shield installations in Poland and the Czech Republic. President Bush called it a sincere, innovative vision, but he added this.
I think it's strategic. But as I told Vladimir, I think that the Czech Republic and Poland need to be an integral part of a system.
Inevitably, this summit led to questions about the state of the Bush-Putin friendship. Putin said it grows stronger each time they meet, even with their differences.
And the relationship between Russia and the United States is entirely different than the relationship between the United States and the Soviet Union. And we do not look at each other through the sights of our weapon systems. And in this, I fully agree with my colleague, President Bush.
So the dialogue was really the message here. And in the end, this summit was more about fishing, literally and diplomatically, than it was about a catch that either man can take home. Don Gagne, NPR News in Kennebunkport.